What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
We're brought to you by Cream Fiend.
Yeah.
And I haven't written it out an ad. If you're having troubles baking cakes at 10 o'clock at night, you know, you've baked your cake, it's fucking fresh out of the oven, ready to go. Fucking goddammit, I don't have any cream. Call Cream Fiend.
Yep, and they'll...
That was terrible.
They'll bring you fucking nitrous oxide to you. What is it, nitrous oxide?
Yeah, nitrous oxide for all your baking needs.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night.
At 10 o'clock at night, specifically only for baking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put that stuff in balloons.
Yeah, not for human consumption.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
You definitely, like...
Wouldn't want to do that.
Like, this would be a do not put that in a balloon and
then
inhale
it. Inhale
it.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
While punching bombs.
Or whatever your drug of choice is.
Yeah.
We're not here to judge.
Yeah, we don't judge. Like,
but we do sponsor Cream Fiend.
Yeah, no.
No, they can sponsor us.
Yes.
This is so good.
Yeah. Brought to you by
what
Cream
an ad.
If you need to make whipped cream at 10 o'clock at night and need it delivered to your door, Cream Fiend. How's that spelled?
What do you mean? Like... F-I-E-N-D. That's the fiend part.
Yeah.
If you can't spell cream, you're fucked already and you don't need it.
You don't need any more whipped cream.
Yeah. If you can't spell the word cream, how about no more fucking names for you?
Whipped cream. Whipped cream.
It's not whipped cream, though. It's Cream Fiend.
Yeah.
F-I-E-N-D. Fiend.
Yeah. Cream Fiend.
Adam Ronan back on the podcast.
Yeah, cheers for having us.
Yeah.
There we go. How's that? That's better.
Yeah. Yep. Get nice and relaxed. Strap in. We haven't prepared at all. I think Ethan's...
Fuck. I've got some notes, but they're in the book.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That's all right. You can go and get your book,
huh? Yeah, go get your book.
Yeah. You're right to carry this one while I go get my
book.
Yeah,
fuck it. Let's do it.
Where's your book? Stockton or something? Or?
Just the fucking...
You should.
The fat dungeon, his bedroom. How's your week going, mate?
Oh, not so bad.
How's your week been?
You know, two sets this week, so...
Yeah.
One of them was not so good and the other one was fucking terrible, so...
Yeah, okay.
As per usual. What about yours?
Well, I think I'm going to give away one of my jokes. Well, not give it away, but give it up.
Put a couple of bullets in it and bury it.
Yeah, I think so.
Can I guess which joke that might be?
Yeah, well, I've only got three jokes anyway, so pretty hard to fuck that one up. Yeah, it turns out people don't like hearing about me fingering my having my non-existent daughter rub her own clit to put a tampon in.
Yeah, I can't quite put my finger on why people wouldn't like that at all, but...
Look, it got a reaction
a
fortnight ago.
It did get a reaction, yes.
It got like a fucked up laugh. I don't know. I think it was just the difference in crowds.
People just aren't on your level, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just don't get me.
So I'm chucking it away anyway, so I might as well do it on the podcast. So
I reckon you should keep it. Like, just keep going. Don't do it on Tuesday, though.
Yeah.
Do it on Wednesday.
Do it on Chippo.
Oh,
yeah,
I think they'd appreciated the chippo.
Save it for the chippo, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically the joke is, it goes like, I'm good at sticking things inside girls, but that knowledge doesn't transfer over to, like, if I have a daughter and she's putting in a tampon for the first time, she'd be like, oh, dad, it's not fitting. I'd be like, oh, I don't know, fucking try rubbing your clit or something. It's like, fuck, if that doesn't work, just spit on it. I don't know. But
classic comedy, that one.
Yeah. They
Welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Yeah, that is certainly How to Not Comedy. So it was a pretty young, mostly female crowd last Tuesday, and it went down like a fucking lead balloon. Ooh-wee. Like, I was tiptoeing, like, I was just... edging on the side of a bomb, like I was getting some laughs. Like, it was a really quiet crowd anyway, I think, but
Yeah, that's half my fault anyway, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I've gone up there and just fucking dropped that bombshell, and I even apologized as I got off stage. I was like, yeah, nah, sorry about that, guys. Just walked off. Did the one thing that you told me never to do, Adam, which What's was that? Apologize for a joke you said.
Oh, did I say that, did I? Fuck, hell. I must have heard of somebody better than me.
So. Yeah, well, clearly I'm listening to the advice you're giving out.
Well, it's not fucking working, is it?
Yeah, so it was, I got off stage feeling dirty. It was genuinely a fucking rough one. It was just how to turn a crowd on you.
You and everybody else in the room.
Oh, hang on, there was dirty. still that, what is his name, Chuck A. Wobbly.
Yeah.
Chuck. Yeah.
I'll chuck a wobbly.
Who really just took what you did and just like honed that into an even bigger bomb. And just...
Yeah, he's like, this show's really going downhill. Let me fucking put some NOS in that engine and just really fucking tank the cunt.
Well, you didn't walk anybody, did you? You just left everybody feeling like gross.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I was like the sexual assault and he was the dude who killed and buried them in the forest afterwards. That's what I feel like. Like, everyone was still there. They're alive, but...
There was a couple less survivors by the time he'd finished his...
Oh, man. It was rough.
Well, you could see that coming from a mile away, though. So, you know, when I got there earlier, he was coming out. He's like, oh, g'day. You do comedy, do you? I was like, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
And
not
then,
this again.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, I fucking... Oh, all these feminists, I'm going to make all these feminists hate me and all that. And it's just like tick, 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 all the fucking shit things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
And then he read from a note, like his notes, and didn't look up, which is the next tick on the list.
Yeah.
They're the people that really give like edgy comedy a bad name, like doing that sort of shit. If you're not doing it well, everyone's going to fucking hate you. And that's what happened to him.
Oh, yeah. But that's rule, really is rule number one. Look up when you do comedy and see what everyone's face is saying.
Yeah.
And if they're horrified, maybe fucking stop.
Yeah, like what I did, you know? Because yeah. Everyone was like, yep, I think they fucking hate me. I'm going to get off stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least, you cut it short, so it was good.
Yeah.
I wonder if that guy had actually been to jail. I didn't get to ask him.
Which one?
Chaka said he'd been to jail.
I think he had, because he was talking to me before, and he was just scabbing durries like they were going out of fashion too.
Yeah, you learn that in jail.
Yeah, well.
Except in jail, you've got to pay up for those. Did you fuck him in the ass like you used to?
Look, what happens before the show stays before the show.
Fair enough.
Chuck a wobbly.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have just stayed in the mental ward.
Yeah, he chucked a wobbly rope up my ass when he'd finished fucking
me. Yeah, well, it was, that was probably the worst, like, open mic. Like, first time I've ever seen anyone do.
Yeah, sometimes you get courtesy laughs, but he just...
He didn't even get that, yeah.
He still doesn't beat old mate that turned up at Eddie's show at the Stag.
Oh, yeah.
The very first one, he did the poetry.
Yeah.
From his fly-in, fly-out work. And he's like, oh, I can't believe nobody likes this. It goes really well at the fucking fly-in, fly-out camp. It's like, yeah, that's because they don't see women for fucking years, mate.
They hate women. That's why they're there.
Love money, hate women.
Yeah. I just buy them. It's the easiest way. Go down the brothel.
Or little boys in Thailand, one of the two.
Yeah, well, you take what you can get when you've got that FIFO money.
But yes, so I failed to... set a good platform for the show on Tuesday night, I must say. One of my biggest bombs as an MC, so I do apologise for that.
At least you do the right thing as an MC, where you don't just get up and start doing bits. Like, you had that part.
Yeah. If I could only be funny. Then.
Yeah, if you just get the bits worked out.
Well, you'd try and do crowd work as an MC, and they weren't a very engaging crowd.
Oh, but I didn't really like it. Because Luke hit me up afterwards, and he said, like, what are you doing saying, are you friends, are you friends? It sounds like fucking we're at preschool or something.
Yeah, okay.
So I need, you know, you need to, it's one of those things, the more you do comedy, the better you get, same as MCing, but you need to just keep, like, fucking asking questions all the time, and then hopefully they'll give you something funny, then away you go. But I'm just like, oh, you're all friends, this is great. Onto the next table, you're friends as well.
Fuck. Or you could ask the creator a question and get the answer that you want and have it all lined up for you and then just go in and do another joke, which is what I did the other week.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it?
But yeah, one, I reckon you'll be right if you hit someone up with and you've got the right angle to go, you'll be fine. You'll be able to riff some shit.
Thanks, mate. It really makes me feel better. What is this now? How to fucking cheer everybody up? That's sad podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing this new thing called positivity. I feel like after last week, I need some of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm not off the hook either. I ate shit at the Crown last week, too.
Yeah.
It's fucking rough.
Not quite as spectacularly as me. Like, I was just like, yeah, this is going kind of okay. Let's really fuck it up.
Whereas yours, to talk about my set, and you're just like, hang on.
Let's put it back to me. But whereas all I saw was you were just like mediocre the whole way through.
I just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
it's like this is going terribly, and I don't have any feelings about that. I was just like, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Got off stage. I didn't even feel bad. Like usually, if I bomb, I'm like, I feel that like feeling in my gut. I'm like, oh, fuck, I want to do better next time. Like, that was awful. I just got off and I was like, meh, whatever.
The crown has finally broken us.
Yeah, broke me.
Well, no, he's like, you had to follow Chris, didn't you, as well? And Chris is just back on, like,
big
high fucking octane set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you introduced me as, like, all low-energy comic.
Oh, no, I introduced you as even more energy. I was like, oh, here's even more energy, it's Ethan. You got to be like, g'day, everybody.
Yeah. I was not feeling it that night at all. I didn't have any energy, which is, you got to have at least a smidge.
Yeah.
Like, just not, if you go up with nothing, you're going to get nothing back. And I didn't put anything into that set and got nothing back. So, yeah, deserve what I got. But maybe next week.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well,
maybe,
hopefully.
Maybe this week.
I've been advertising the actual Kent show, like a paid advertisement. So hopefully some people there. Hopefully Bill puts some something on his Instagram or his Facebook saying I'll be at the thing. Because he's got like 7,000 followers or something. So surely someone over in Newcastle.
But oh, shit. Who's Bill?
Billy Darcy.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's the headliner on Tuesday.
Right. I thought you were talking about, like, the owner of the pub or some shit.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was speaking to the guy that runs the pub and the owner was behind me. And I was just saying how the social media's not doing anything and he just walked away. It's like, oh, well, don't care.
Yeah.
So, well, it's costing you money.
He's trying to sell the place, isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah. New owners might buy it and say, that's enough. Your comedy sucks. We're out of here.
Yeah.
We'll
enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. Look, you get in what you put in. Like, you get out of it what you put into it.
Thanks,
if you're not going
to...
Yeah, fuck. But if you're not going to advertise a show or anything like that, no one's going to turn up. And then obviously it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it was the perfect storm last time, literally, because it was fucking filthy, dirty weather, blowing a gale, and they hadn't advertised it, so three people turned up.
Yeah.
Like you said at the last podcast, that buddy Elliot and Luke had to swap over and actually get some laughs doing that way.
That was, one of the funniest fucking things I've seen.
You just played with the comics at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, three people is still more than the fucking most of the places in Sydney.
I was going to get... I had to work, but I was going to go down to Chippo on Wednesday and get there early. But, I'm keen... Well, not this Wednesday because we've got Eddie's show, but the following one.
Yeah, I won't be able to go to Eddie's show this week. I've got a Tanya's
go and
business...
Go jokes, do you? Or?
Maybe. Tanya's... I've
got tampons and Eddie's spit on. Is that your new job?
I'll be sharing a table with three other women at an awards night.
Oh, well.
And Dezoing for it. So,
hit them up.
Tanya's going to get fucking white girl wasted and hopefully they win an award. Heather's Place is the name of the business out at Tenilba Bay.
I probably wouldn't promote Heather's Place on this podcast.
Do they have anything to do with making cakes at all? Or?
No, they sell cakes.
We don't
want
to know about it.
No one's farting on any cakes there, unfortunately.
Oh, cake farts. I thought you were going for our sponsor.
Oh, yep. Whipped cream. Cream-themed. Fuck, I might tell them about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get Heather's Place onto it.
Yeah, well, if...
You know, you could make your business look a lot more legitimate if you were selling... You're like, I've got the receipts, motherfucker. I sell to all these restaurants.
Yeah.
Like all these places. Bulk selling cream canisters to them. And other people that are cooking cakes at 10 o'clock at night. Get onto it, mate. What are you doing? Anyway.
seamless plug, that one.
Yeah. No, it was good. Fuck, has anyone written any new bits this week?
Yes, I have.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, have you written any new bits?
You probably should.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I need to fill in another minute and a half that I've
this
recently
is more
lost.
Like, you know how sometimes we do a little bit of news on the podcast?
A little
bit of a news segment. Well, this was in the news the other day. A guy got charged with assault, and it was sexual assault, after grabbing a girl on the arm.
Yeah,
this old story.
I read this one
the other day.
Yeah.
Was she Amish and he just grabbed her by the pussy instead? Or
yeah. If you're Amish, I can understand how it might even be sexual assault. Yeah. It's like grabbing a Muslim lady on the fucking leg or some shit. But anyway, apparently the first time he did it, he was just standing on the street, like staring at this bush. She just comes walking up. That's not a pussy joke. Don't do it. I was staring at her bush. Anyway, she's like walking up the street, like 16, he was 18. Anyway, she's walking home from school and he's just standing, like staring at this bush like a fucking autistic. And she like goes to walk past him and he just like grabs her on the arm, doesn't like say hello or anything. And she's like, what the fuck? Stop. And like ran away. And then a few weeks later, like, he did it again. And, it went to court, and he's been charged with sexual assault. But, like, it's a grab on the arm.
He grabbed a waist as well, though.
He touched a waist.
Yeah, he touched a waist.
It's starting to get pretty serious now. Yeah, getting in the waist territory.
Yeah.
You know what was coming next, don't you?
Yeah.
Starts with the arm, goes to the waist, yeah. Finger in the arsehole.
He should have, like you were saying, he should have just opened with that one.
Yeah. My point was that he should have got his money worth. Like, if you're going to get charged with sexual assault.
Oh, go hard, yeah.
Yeah. Might as well. Like,
yeah, jump out of the bush with a fucking raging hard on. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Getting done for sexual assault for a touch on the arm, like, fuck. That's not good. It's not. There's nothing sexual about it.
Imagine how long I'd go to jail if you reported me for all the shit I do to you.
Yeah.
Or Jolson.
Yeah, but
or
then
any
you,
of my
you'd
friends.
You have to go to fucking like an institution to deal with all the problems that have been caused by that. So you'd both be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like Freddy got fingered.
Yeah.
This be his brother. Sitting in the room with all the
it's
other
okay,
people.
Ethan,
yeah, it's okay. Pat me on the leg. Yeah, so, I don't know, public service announcement. If you're going to get done with sexual assault, get your money's worth.
Yeah, that's your premise,
that's
is it?
That's my premise, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that wasn't your joke, because otherwise it could have gone into the secondary category of jokes, which is the ones without punchlines.
Yeah. That's pretty much most of my jokes. They don't have punchlines. They're just ideas that I get when I'm angry at something. And then
you see an injustice in the world. You got little redheads going to jail for non-sexual assault. He was a little redhead kid. Yes, he was.
He was like a blonde-haired, like long blonde-haired kid.
I thought he was redhead.
He looked like a Joker in the making.
He was definitely a Joker.
He looks like
making.
A little Heath Ledger.
Getting sexually assaulted by your dog, right? Now.
He's touching my arm. Stop raping me. That's bestiality.
Stick to your own race, Coco.
Yeah.
All right, so is that all you've written?
That's all I've written, yeah. What else have we
been
got?
A productive week for writing, has it?
Yeah.
It sure has.
I feel like Ethan's gone down this fucking crazy rabbit hole of just looking at Joker memes and posting Joker memes.
Oh, you're still on that, are you?
Dude.
Yeah, well, it's
man, you go through Ethan's Twitter and it's all Joker shit. Like, I was looking at his Twitter the other day. It's fucking shameful, by the way.
It's
you should
terrible.
Stop it.
No. I refuse to.
Oh, man.
It's fucking awful. I'm going to look back on that in 10 years and want to kill myself. Even more than now.
Yeah,
that was the other one. My other premise was there was this motivational picture. Again, the motivational fucking premise. because I got the weightlift a bit, but there was this guy and he's like, oh yeah, I'm like 41 years old and like look at my fucking gym gains in 2 years, and he's gone from like this fat slob to like just some rip cunt in 2 years. And I'm like, that's not fucking motivational. That means I've got another like 12 years of doing fuck all
before you can get that ripped.
I can turn it around in 2 years. It doesn't matter. I can just fucking be a piece of shit for the next 10 years. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm working at.
Yeah.
That's why I've got this body. Yep. Just so I can turn it around.
Fair enough.
I'm just setting the challenge.
I got to buy a fucking suit and wear a tie. Man, suits and ties do not fucking suit me at all. Like, I look like...
What suits you?
Get the fuck off this podcast. Yeah, like the...
That's the name of the podcast. What suits you? Fuck, that was bad. How to not comedy.
Yeah, the only way I can describe me wearing a tie is like the fucking bottom of the toothpaste is about to burst, like where it's been stood on or something. It's all this pressure just building up into my face and my chins, and it's not a good look, but I have to wear a tie, so.
Just get one of those security ties, once you just clip on.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it's not even the tie that really chokes me, it's the whole suit, like, I'm just a mess. I'm just a fucking slob. So there's no way like a fat dude can look good in a suit. You just look like a fat dude in a suit.
Oh, you got to get it tailored, but I don't think you've got enough time at the moment to get that.
Nah, I'm going to go have a look at suits this afternoon and then, yeah, get it tailored tomorrow. So
Sunday afternoon's a really good time for suit shopping from what I've heard.
Yeah.
All the shops are open.
I did look it up and they're all open till 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, it must be returns or some shit.
You can go in there and go, have you got anything in fat?
Yeah, short and wide, you know? Yeah. It's big and tall, fucking short and wide. Mm. Yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to this afternoon and tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
Wear that suit for 24 hours. Do you reckon I could return it?
What's the suit for?
Job interview.
Oh.
Oh, you're buying one?
Yeah, well...
Well, you just rent one. You don't have to worry about cleaning it then. You just chuck it back.
Yeah, maybe. I might do that. Fuck it, yeah.
It'd be all sweet. Because, you know, you might end up fucking exploding and getting fatter and then that suit's fucked.
Well, that's what happened. I did pull out the last suit and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't fit into this one either. It's like I've gone through 3 suits in the last 5 years. It's all because I'm just getting fucking bigger and bigger.
I believe in you.
One day I'll get to a weight where I just stay fat. Like that level of fatness, because the suits certainly aren't shrinking. It's not like I'm washing
them. You're pretty short, so there's got to be like a maximum amount of density that you can achieve.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel you just like go for the penguin fucking suit and you'll be right.
Go Danny DeVito on that shit. Yep. It'll be good. Yeah, so I don't know where I was going with that, actually. I've forgotten. I'm not even smoking weed.
Fuck yeah, that's gonna sound awesome.
Is that the dryer machine. Or the washing machine?
Washing machine's going off its tits.
It's Bathurst Day today, so it's a nod to engines.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the engines listening.
Yeah.
We should put the race on. And
you reckon my joke was shit?
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess I'll do my jokes then.
Yeah.
So we've already heard one. It's real wordy. But yeah.
That's what we love.
Yeah.
Real wordy jokes.
Yeah.
So breaking up is like way harder for men. If you're a bloke and you haven't got anything lined up already, it's a slow process of accepting that you can't get pussy whenever you want it anymore. It's like the first few days are great. You're still angry at your ex. You start living like a piece of shit, messaging chicks to come over who like never do. And then you just get on Tinder and start swiping. Is it left or right? On Tinder.
Right's good. Left's
Yeah. You just start swiping right on everything. You get like 4 matches. 2 of them are robots and then the others never respond. And like the 4th is the ugly one you accidentally swiped on. It's like you go to your local nightclub, try and pick up, you end up going home alone. Fuck, even I hate this joke.
Get to the point.
Oh, man.
You ever thought about going to a poetry night or something? Like,
yeah.
That's just depressing rambling.
I know. It really is.
Is it 4chan or is it 8chan these days?
4chan.
Still, yeah. 4chan.
Is this like on a message board and you've just...
Maybe I should just fucking...
It looks like a 4chan post. Yeah. It's green text, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wrote another one.
What's like, the point of that, though? What's the point is just that it's easier for
it's way easier for women. And then I was like trying to fucking...
That's some real cutting edge humor, right?
Yeah,
there.
I know. Look, this is how not to comedy, all right?
No one's ever thought of that before.
Yeah, so...
I was going to write one of those jokes, but it was going to be that I was just going to go out there, go get some dick, because dick's way more accessible than pussy in a pinch. Everyone's giving dick away.
Yeah.
Yeah, just turn out with a t-shirt, go out looking for some dick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Love a dick. You get five in one night, mate.
Oh, man. It'd be so much better if I was gay. It'd be great. You get laid whenever you want. I mean, I'd probably end up catching AIDS, but no, well, they got a cure for that nowadays.
Jesus Christ.
Well, $186,000 worth of cash.
Yeah, well.
Oh, hang on a sec. This is really...
Ooh.
Somebody's getting hammered.
Yeah, well, Jay did just walk into the shower with someone, and then they came out. Anyway.
Ugh, fuck.
I was like, I also wrote a bit like how when dudes message chicks after they find out they've just broken up with a girl, like all the fucking creeps come out of the woodwork and all the messages read the same. It's like, oh, hey, really sorry about the breakup, like cry face emoji. You know, if you need someone to chat to, just message me anytime, sunglasses, smiling face emoji. Day or night, I'll come right over with some chocolates and whatever else you need. Okay emoji, totally platonic, unless you know you want to do more, like stick tongue out emoji, crazy face emoji.
Stop reading the emoji.
No, that's the point. God, that's the point. I know it hurts. This is it. Oh, it's like sly smile emoji. Cringe. I know. And then like I'll totally be down for that ha ha tongue lick emoji.
You ever thought about doing prop comedy and just having all these emojis and just bringing them out one at a time?
Yeah, at this point, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah. It's like, anyway, I got to go to the gym and beat my PBR for bench press. Gonna do like 150 shaka emoji, like bicep emoji. Yeah.
You know,
that's what I wrote.
You're supposed to take the name of this podcast too literally, don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, you got to write.
You do gotta write.
Yeah.
Better out than in.
Yeah. And then I wrote another one. It's like, I want aliens to be real so I can see their dicks. Because who doesn't want to see alien dicks?
That's a strange fetish.
Yeah. No, but like, honestly.
Have you kind of just had a lot going on in the last week or something?
Or like... Sure
has. Well, I watched the Joe Rogan episode where he had the pilot on. He saw fucking aliens.
Fuck, here we go.
Yeah.
What a load of shit.
Oh, fuck off. It's not a load of shit. He's got FLIR.
Oh, he's got FLIR. He's got all this evidence. I listened to that and I was like, you know what? This guy seems pretty believable. But then I realized my friend Mitchell was also in the fucking Defense Force. And that is no way indicative of like, he should be taken seriously at all.
He was a fucking CO of a unit. Like,
it doesn't fucking matter. Right. Oh, he's in the military. We've all got to believe him. Yeah. Like, you were too cunt.
Dishonorable discharge emoji.
Yeah.
Well, I believe him. All right. I saw the footage. I know what it's like.
I believe that aliens are probably real because...
Well, you don't think that he saw...
Shit, but I don't think they're flying around off the coast of fucking San Francisco.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's for you to believe. And when they come here, I'm going to get to see their dicks and you won't.
Fair enough.
Well, maybe they're gay aliens hanging out in San Francisco. And you can go and see their dick for sure.
Maybe yeah. You can only truly see the aliens if you're really gay.
You know what? I'm willing to take the chance.
You're like, you seeing this shit? No, I'm not.
Somebody give me a dick to suck on. I want to see those aliens. And my last joke is, I wonder if the Queen knows that when you fold an Aussie $5 bill, that it looks like a whale sucking a cock. I wonder if the Queen does know that.
You never know, because those $5 bills are starting to go out of circulation as well, so there's only a limited amount of time.
For no, the new ones still, you can still see the world while
you
sucking the dick.
You got a fiver on you?
No, I haven't got any money.
I don't work anymore.
Yeah. Hang on, I think I got a fiver. This will be a great, great podcast TV.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So for the listener, Adam's pulling a fresh, crispy new $5 out of his wallet.
I think that's
fold it.
Yeah, still's got the same thing. We know we all
know. Yeah. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, fantastic.
Right, believe me, I knew. That was the first thing I checked when they brought out the new $5 bill. I was like, can you still see the cock going into the whale? Hell yeah.
First thing I checked was whether it went to the pokies or not.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
It didn't.
Yeah, no.
Did I yet?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh, they had to make sure that technology worked quick, smart. They
Yeah, so those are all my jokes. They're not very good, but fuck. Got it right, I guess.
You do.
What do you got, Adam?
Well, I went down on Wednesday. Went down to... Thursday. To the fucking Hee Haw comedy at Glebe. And tried a couple of new bits, and they fucking bombed like shit. So...
Tee them up.
There was two of them, actually. They were both about footy, actually.
Ah, good.
So, why do they pour the... jug full of fucking Gatorade over the winning coach when they win the grand final.
Mm.
And it's like, does that mean that they're comparing that their coach to Stephen Hawking because they're doing the ice bucket challenge and the coach just sits in the coach's booth and does fuck all and is smart while everyone else does the heavy lifting for him? Funnily enough, that bombed, eh?
Yeah. You know he's dead now.
Yeah, I know, but... You're
making fun of a dead cripple. Hey. I can't think of a further way to punch, like, down.
Hey, Luke's still fucking making a fair bit of fucking headway through his fucking joke.
Yeah.
That's because it's funny.
Yeah, well, you know, that always helps, doesn't it? And the second one, funnily enough, bombed as well, which is about the team songs. They're always about getting on the piss. And one of the teams I used to have to play their team song was literally, "We're on the piss again. We're on the piss again." And yeah, like they're going to be on the piss whether they win or lose anyway.
Yeah.
So that got about as good a response as that.
Yeah.
It's more of a fucking shitty observation.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I'm still working on that bloody filming at the funeral, but I haven't been able to do it for a while. I just had another go at doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't do it when I was MCing, and then I had to MC down at the Central Coast as well.
Why can't you do it when you're MCing?
Well, you don't want to be doing, like, trying out shit when you're MCing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So you sort of want to keep it, So,
you are getting paid. You want to just,
do the best you can. Whether that's good or not is a different story, but...
Fair enough.
Yeah, and also, like, the crowd was there was a few... There was a reason where I couldn't do that, and there's a... Somebody had just died recently, and I didn't want to be start.
Well, like, in the crowd.
Somebody involved in the crowd, yes, had just had a family member die.
And that's perfect.
I didn't want
that's
to really.
That's your shoo-in.
Nah. Nah, it was.
You got to go big.
No,
you've been saying, you've been complaining about, I've been trying to like do crowd work with the crowds and like get a connection. You're like, you just had someone that died.
Yeah, Dave Perry, who runs a show.
Oh, no.
His dad unfortunately died.
Yeah.
This is how to not comedy, and I'm really making it.
Yeah.
And he was there with his wife, his son, and his mum as well. So
holy fuck.
I don't think that would have been the best time to try that bit. Well. So,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So,
I thought you meant an audience member.
Not
someone running the show.
But Dave was down at on Wednesday night down at the Glebe as well, and I pulled that bit out, and he didn't have a problem with it. But yeah, I just didn't want to do it the day before he's burying his old boy. So like,
probably a good idea.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd have done it, but
you would have done it for sure. And then you would have gone, have you got any daughters I can finger as well?
You never know. They might have been lowering the coffin, and he's just standing there going, like, "Fuck! I'm glad I didn't pay anyone to film this." Thanks, Adam.
Oh, I've only ever heard of one, and still,
That's pretty fucking shocking idea.
In case anyone doesn't know what we're talking about,
I got a premise of Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that I know got asked to film a funeral, and yes, it goes from there.
Yeah. Fucking.
And it goes and goes. Oh shit.
Yeah. So, fucking, we got two shows next week.
Yep.
And we actually, you and I were talking about maybe you mentioned the Beach Hotel again.
Yeah.
Have you chased anything up with that?
No, not yet. I've been too busy working and trying to get my one show that I've got to actually have a show and not be just a fucking, like, because I don't know how much longer it can go like this before people and, you know, even though you're getting paid to come up from Sydney, you're not going to come up here if to play to three people, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've been busy.
Oh, man. Yeah,
he's been
so
chasing
busy.
It up for sure.
Yeah, you sent him an email, I heard.
I sent him the email.
How long ago did you send him an email, Mitch?
6 months ago.
Yeah. Correct address, was it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Probably
Beach
misspelled.
Gone out to Byron Bay. They're gone, we don't want comedy at Byron Bay.
Fucking, we probably have a better chance.
If you really want to get in there, give them a sample of this podcast and we'll give them a video of you at the Crown Anchor last week.
Yeah, and MC Chuck a Wobble, he's going to come in.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back. Not to the Kent, but I hope he comes back to the next show. I don't think he'll come back.
I
can't see him coming back.
I don't know.
You never know.
We're still coming back.
Yeah. But you're sort of like, you know, we're all dead inside, so it's different. It's like all these people that, for some reason, think that they're hilarious and they get up and go, oh, fuck, this is a little bit harder than I thought.
Yeah.
And if you fail in the first go, which everybody does, and then they don't want to try ever again.
Fucking dicks with their hopes and dreams.
Yeah. It's, yeah. The feeling you get when you write a new joke and you're like, oh, fuck, yeah. You get excited for it.
Smiley face emoji.
Yeah. I don't think
I'm going to.
I've got like
spit emoji.
Walk out emoji.
Oh man. Yeah, well, I just need a new joke that I'm
maybe
excited
you should do one of those write monologue fucking just write the most filthy thing you can do and just read it off the thing. See how many people you can walk and then you'll be cleansing your palate.
Get it out of your system. That's what I'm trying to do these days.
Would you like me to do that tomorrow night?
Yeah, go for
it
tomorrow night.
No one's going
to
be there.
Yeah. Can't walk anyone if no one turns in to walk or turns up to walk. Fuck, I can't talk today. Can't talk any day.
Mm.
Isn't it weird? Like, the one thing I like doing is talking on stage, and it's the one thing I'm fucking terrible at, which is talking.
Well, like Mark says, you got to do one thing a day that scares you. For you, it's talking. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I was fucking self-aware enough to be scared. Scared of talking. Unfortunately, I'm not.
Just take acid. You'll be self-aware enough.
Oh,
not
man.
To talk. Or we'll just give you a big fucking bong hit. That'll fix you. I've definitely done that.
Last time I had a big fucking bong hit, I got so paranoid I thought I shit myself. So.
Yep, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
Well, from what I've heard, that could be any time of the week anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that line did all right. Yeah.
I had one more joke. It's pretty bad. It's the trans joker. Like, there should be a trans joker these days. And she's just like, want to know how I got these scars? And just lifts up her titties. That's
like
pretty bad. Fuck, that's bad.
She's just talking about her fucking gash. Mm. She just pulls her pants down. You expect to see a cock and balls, but it's just a mutilated penis.
Whether you're covered in your spit or what?
African joker, just some chick that's been fucking circumcised.
Oh, fuck.
You want to know how I got these scars? Living in Uganda.
Boko Haram joker.
Oh, man. How about that? Fucking Uganda's outlawed being gay. You can get the death penalty for being gay. I was talking to Ethan about it earlier.
The aliens aren't landing there then, are they?
Yeah, fuck no. It's like modern day feminists like fighting the oppression. It's just like, you know, if you were born in a gay person in Uganda, you could get fucking executed. Like, that's real oppression right there.
Yeah.
Not,
aren't they not like the greatest country anyway, so you might just die regardless?
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose you're right. Like, they're probably going to starve to death.
So that's like the least of their worries.
It just is a real pity because I was hoping to open up a gate.
Sperm is a huge source of protein, isn't it?
Yeah. They're not doing it for sexual gratification. They're doing it because they're hungry. Why do you fucking eat that dick? Jesus. Yeah, but I was hoping to open a gay nightclub in Uganda, but there goes that fucking idea.
Yep.
Is that what the suit's for, is it? You're going
over. Pick me up some fucking African strange.
At this point, the AIDS is the only thing that's going to help him lose weight.
Oh, fuck. Fuck you.
Fit into that suit.
Oh, man. Set goals and achieve them.
That actually ties into my parody song that I was going to do this week, which was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I was going to do Girls Just Want to Eat Cum.
Oh, yeah. that's great.
Yeah, that's a good one to sing.
Yeah.
When the working day is done.
Girls Just Want to Eat Cum. I like it.
Suck that right out of my bum.
Adam's onto it. It's good fun. It really helps pass the time. Mitch always makes it about dicks, though.
Oh, man. That's straight up. I think all week I've just been making up gay parodies to songs. All week.
Instead of going out and getting a suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or losing weight.
Yeah, or losing weight, exercising.
Have you tried a bowler?
A bowler cum.
Yous are so mature.
Straight protein. You've been we ought to do Fap of the Week?
Yeah, why not?
Because I found that fucking, speaking of parodies, I found a parody the other day. What was it called? SpongeBob Squareballs. No. Sponge Knob Squareballs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it's just this dude in a fucking big SpongeBob outfit. It's a giant fucking rectangle. He's just getting his dick sucked by Sandy the Squirrel, which is just some slut wearing a fishbowl. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. How many times did you jerk it to that one?
I haven't jerked off to it yet, but I feel like I have to just for the podcast.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Both our partners are just in there like, what are you doing? Shut up. Let me finish.
They're in there talking. They're all like, the boys are really quiet all of a sudden. You just hear the... Could you guys hear that?
When the microwave was on before. Or whatever it was.
The microwave? The washing machine?
Same shit.
Adam's an adult. He knows his way.
My Fap of the Week, I found a VR game where you hang out in the girl next door's bedroom and she does things around you. Like stand on a chair to retrieve a book and what else? Eat chocolate and what else? Get changed and you're not supposed to look at her. Like this is all in VR, like virtual girlfriend sort of thing.
This has got to be Japanese.
It is. It's very Japanese. And... there's like a video on their website. I went deep with this. I was like, what the fuck? There's a video on their website where there's a guy there fucking pretending he's in the room and he's got a phone out in the game and taking upskirt photos. It's just like, what the fuck? Is that someone at the front door?
No, it's just the ice.
Yep. Now we figured it out. That happened last week. We're like, someone's knocking at the door.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
it was the ice. I wasn't paying attention. I was baked and it sounded like it came from the washing machine.
Yeah. Yeah, like literally, how fucking sad have you got to be taking upskirt photos in a VR fucking video game?
Well, we might be practice for the real world.
That's
so.
Where I was going.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Get your fucking training in simulation first.
Hey, yeah. You've seen The Matrix. He doesn't go straight into the bloody world.
Yeah. He's got to warm up. He's got to learn kung fu first.
Yeah.
But like, you read the reviews of this video game, and there's a dude like who's giving like a fucking genuine review, like a negative review of it. He's like, the graphics aren't good enough, and like, she doesn't really make me feel like I've got a girlfriend. And he's just like, fuck me, cunt. Like, would have spent like a good 40 minutes writing this fucking review for the a fucking virtual girlfriend.
80 minutes, because he's only using one hand while he's typing.
He's got RSI in the other one. Yeah. So that's my... obviously, I didn't fap to it, but I'm going to, because after this podcast, I'm going to buy a VR headset. And
I thought you were going to buy a suit.
Priorities change.
Priorities.
Fuck the job.
Yeah. I'm going to be a weeb.
Mine was... you know that Greta Thunberg chick?
Yep.
Yeah. I just teed her up onto the YouTube and then blew on the screen and then just got her to say, how dare you, after that.
She's 16, Adam.
That's what she was
if
saying.
If this was Japan, that'd be legal. He could marry her if they're in Japan.
She just, the VR wasn't quite real enough.
Yeah.
I was too busy already writing a review for another thing.
Wow.
Wait until she turns 18. The amount of fucking deep fakes that are going to be going around.
Oh.
That shit's fucking getting crazy. That's like, yeah. When's Billie Eilish's birthday? Because I'm waiting for them to come out. Because they can't legally host them because she's 17 at the moment.
Yeah, but Billie Eilish looks like Courtney Love on heroin, like even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always got those downy looking eyes.
Fucking Jesus.
She does. Look at them. She looks like she's got Down syndrome.
Well, that's actually the fucking tamest thing that has been said in the last couple of minutes anyway. So, well, fucking...
I bet she's got like half an extra chromosome because she's not quite all the way there. You know what I mean? She just looks like half Downs.
The old half Downs.
Yeah.
I got a friend like that. Anyway.
Who's that?
They ain't the December boys. Watch out.
Hmm?
2001. So this December...
2001.
Yeah. And it's 2019.
It's so just
so
going
to... going back in time.
What?
2001.
Oh, she was born
she's
in 2001.
She was born in 2001.
Oh, righty, yeah, cool.
So, post-December this year, she turns 18.
She's post-Twin Towers.
Merry Christmas.
She doesn't know what it feels like to miss out on Cheese TV for one morning.
Yep.
We're going back to Chippo, are we?
Yeah, that's right.
That gave me flashbacks.
Yeah, the deep fakes. The day she turns 18, the internet's just going to be fucking flooded with them, I reckon.
Well, what's to say that the other, like the dark web isn't already?
Yeah. Well, she's always hanging around with like older rappers and shit like that. Like, and look. If I know anything about if I know anything about rappers who like to hang out with young women, she's definitely been fucked a few times, I reckon.
They gone fuck.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, R. Kelly wasn't hanging out just platonically.
No.
But wasn't he just pissing on him?
Yeah. Oh, he's doing a lot more than pissing on him. He's a fucking monster, that cunt. You hear about the shit he did. It's like, whoa.
Whoa, I wish I could have done that. Sounds fun.
His parties would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, him and fucking old Epstein's.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Fuck. Yeah, old Ebs.
I was going to say Jeffrey Edelston for some reason.
Jeffrey Edelston. Fuck.
That's right.
Did not surprise anyone else though when all that shit started coming out? You're like, yeah, of course there's fucking billionaires with islands fucking and sex slaves.
What else are you gonna do with all your money?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Give it to charity?
Fuck, make a world a better place? No.
Make the world a better place for you for 3.5 minutes.
I wonder if Bill Gates has some fucking skeletons in the closet.
Oh,
like
he's
that.
The worst of the lot.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
did he invent AIDS?
So one of the story goes.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you took Bill Gates and took away the billionaire thing, he just looks like a fucking serial killer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Who wears glasses like he does? The big fucking crazy
serial
glasses.
Killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mate, fucking Ed Kemper.
Yeah, exactly. My brother from another mother.
He would be Ed Kemper if he wasn't successful.
Yeah.
He'd definitely be like one of those hardcore fucking neckbeards.
Oh, just yeah.
Like, yeah, super alt-right, I reckon. Alt-right Bill Gates. That's a good deal. Oh.
Yeah, instead of giving water to starving Africans, he just hates black people.
You could probably write a tight 15 on that, I reckon.
I reckon I could.
Black hand emoji.
Do Eddie, do you guys always make it the black thumbs up whenever you send
fuck
a...
Yeah.
Yeah. I always make it as black as I can.
I'm too lazy. Whatever comes first.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever comes first.
The Simpsons colour, isn't it? Fucking as a rule.
Yellow.
Yeah.
That's Chinese thumbs up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Which is good because you're allowed to make fun of Asians still.
Just. They're trying to stop that.
Yeah, I know, but with all the shit that's going on in Hong Kong, they're kind of bringing it on themselves.
Yeah, well, of course, in Hong Kong, you can't really make fun of Asians anymore.
Can you? I think you can.
Nah.
They're always doing shitty things in the world. Like,
yeah, well, they're bad tourists.
They are fucking terrible tourists.
Releasing swine flu and bird flu into the...
Yeah. There was this one, I went to Japan, this one part where it was like three different, like... fountain pools that you could, and each of them meant like luck, wisdom, some other shit, and it's like heaps sacred ground and shit, and you're supposed to like put like an offering into it and that's it, and it's like Chinese tourists are like jumping the fence and like putting their feet in it and shit. Like, oh, I wash my feet in.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Got a lucky feet.
Listening to Ari Shafir's podcast, and he's like, if you ever see like a human shit in the road, he's like, it's always a mainland, like, Chinese tourist who's done that.
Yeah.
If you're in, like, fucking Beijing or whatever. It's like, they fucking just shit in the middle of the road because they're fucking filthy.
Well, you know how hard it'd be to find a toilet over there? Fuck.
They fucking...
Plus,
well,
if they had one, it'd be occupied. Yeah. Fucking heaps of them. There's a line for everything over there.
Yeah. Fuck, there was something... Yeah, how about... I don't know if you listen to the same podcasts we do. Ari Shafir fucking... drugged Bert Kreischer. Did you hear that? He dosed him.
Yeah, dosed him with MDMA.
Yeah. He just brought it up. So now the internet's just like comparing him. He's the new Bill Cosby.
Oh,
yeah. This is just like, fucking hell.
It was good how he brought it up though, because he's like doing a podcast with him and he's like starts dancing. And then Bert's like, are you on MDMA? He's like, are you? Like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, he's
kind of a thing to do that.
Oh yeah, Bert's on stroke medication. Like, he fucking could have died.
Yeah,
but still, I'm glad it happened.
Bert's, yeah, I didn't see any of that. So
it's fucking funny. Bert's a racist, so he deserved it. He's not really, but fucking.
This is gonna get back to him. Somewhere.
Yeah, your mum's so. House podcast started this like fucking thing online. Just saying he's the racist comedian. So now, like, people will send him fucking, like, Nazi fucking propaganda and stuff posted on his feed. He's just like, people are cunts. Like, yeah. You it's say like something in the... Yeah, well...
I believe anything goes out.
Yeah, like, it's clearly a joke, but people just like, oh, yeah, he's actually a racist.
Jared's become a huge fan of his comedy, has he? Or?
Speaking of Jared, are you getting him to MC for Oktoberfest?
Nah, Luke's doing it. But,
fair enough.
Yeah, Jared will be there for sure. It was very not a surprise at all that he turned up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
To
heckle.
No, yeah, that too, but that's always the way. But yeah, ever since I said, oh, they want us to do German jokes at the Kent, I was like, oh, well, see Jared in a minute.
Yeah. That's a bad idea.
I'm pulling out the Anne Frank joke.
Right. Oh, it's fucking, you know. Even when they said it to Matt, the guy that runs the Kent, he's just gone, yeah, we want you to do German jokes. And I was like, you fucking serious?
Are
like,
you sure?
You know what this is going to entail? And he's like, Yeah. Just try and keep it not so bad. And I was like, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
It's Oktoberfest for you.
Yeah. If you can't write something funny, write something edgy.
Whose idea was it to do Oktoberfest, though?
They're doing it all month. The whole pub's apparently, yeah, all month has been doing it, so.
Why don't you just do a Halloween fucking thing? That's what gets people in.
Well, we want to do our own Halloween. We need a Halloween show.
Yeah. I got a Halloween joke, which I've had in my pocket since last Halloween, but
yeah,
it's coming back out this time.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good Halloween joke.
Yep.
We need a Halloween-themed show so I can dress up as Daddy's Little Slugger. And Ethan's going to go as the Joker.
What the fuck is Daddy's Little Slugger?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Yeah, I'm dressing up as Harley Quinn.
Please don't.
I'm doing it.
You know, I was watching that new Joker movie, and like he has sort of like this schizophrenic break, and he thinks that this black woman in his apartment's like dating him pretty much in the movie. And I thought it was they were doing like a black Harley Quinn. For like the longest part of the movie, I'm like, these motherfuckers. It's everywhere now.
Turns out he was just stalking her.
Yeah.
Oh, good, he's just stalking her.
Diversity.
Yeah. Fuck, man. We were talking about that today with the newest Avengers movie, where all the women turn up at the end. It's like fucking feminism. They do that big fucking march. And it's like, how is that not offensive to actual feminists? Like, you need to just throw on this bone. Like, oh, yeah, you're part of the crew. It is just like, they're not doing it from any fucking, like, real, like, position of we actually care. They're just doing it because that's what they think people want.
Yeah, social brownie points.
Yeah, it's fucking... Have you seen the new Avengers movie, Adam?
No.
They got this scene where, like, every one of the chicks, like, comes together and, like, fucking goes and fights. And it's just, like, it...
And as a straight white male, Mitch is disgusted.
No, it's just, like...
Is it as close to porn as they can make it, sort of thing?
It'll come at once.
I've got nothing against feminism. Like, I've got something against that shit, where it's just, like... You're only doing it because that's what you think people want to see. Yeah. You don't actually fucking care about feminism.
But that's what everything is these days.
Yeah.
It's like the whole boycott Blizzard. Have you heard about that shit?
No.
So basically, because of like this Hong Kong fucking thing that's going on, one of the like pro gamer dudes gets up at this gaming competition and like starts trying to talk about what's going on in Hong Kong because he's Chinese.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you can't do that here. And like, get him off the stage and like, nah, like we said, no political fucking agendas.
Yeah.
Oh, now
either
China's
for
got the
it
shits.
Or against it.
China's gamers have got the shits or something.
No, every fucking gamer in the world apparently has the shits that like plays Blizzard games. And they're like, boycott Blizzard. And there's this fucking, like this one the other day of this, I'm an ex-Maroon and I don't believe in this. And he's burning all these game boxes. And it's like, it's all digital online anyway. Fucking idiot. I'm just going to re-download it when the next expansion comes out for World of Warcraft. You fucking toss. Yeah, so it's just like if you really had a stance against it, you'd just cancel it. You don't need to make a fucking update about it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. Everybody needs to know.
You have to. Everyone needs to know. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Activism.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Fucking stupid. But yeah, everyone wants their brownie points.
Yeah. I also love it when, like, you see that in comedy as well. It's just, stop it.
Oh, the like super woke, like
yeah, like woke comedy,
yeah, or like white knight comedy where they're like trying to appeal to like women.
Yeah, I'm gonna come and pick at your set next time.
Yeah. At least you'll have a fan.
Yeah.
That's how I felt when that chick attacked me for doing the trans beers. I'm like, well, at least someone's listening.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We're just getting fucking political. There's nothing funny about this line of conversation, to be honest.
Is there any chance of doing that lightning round at all? Or?
Nah, I think we're out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's that for?
I was going to bake myself up a cake and we were going to do a lightning round.
Yeah, probably
not. It's
the
only reason Adam's here today, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare you?
Surprised you didn't take me up on the offer to drive you here then.
Oh, you can still drive after having a cake.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, you're just so full though. It slows your brain down a bit. I've found at least. You get cake brain.
Yeah. It's all right.
I don't know, cake brain last podcast, that's for sure.
And 50 Schooner brain as well.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah, what time did you start drinking? Would have been fucking early.
Oh, well, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we attempted to do a podcast.
I heard, yeah.
It was a fucking train wreck.
Yeah. I put Adam in the driver's seat too.
Yeah.
He was asking all the questions.
Yeah. So, how's it going? And, I was pretty pissed.
That's a good one. Subscribe to our Patreon and we'll give you access to it for $5 a month.
The World Vision one. This one has to be.
Yeah.
$1 a day. Well, you just haven't set that one up yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have. Shit cunt. Oh, yeah, yeah, shit cunt. Yeah, so subscribe to our Patreon. Ethan runs it. You can get a dick pic if you send us $20.
Yep. And you don't even have to stay subscribed. You can just do that for 1 month.
Yeah.
Get the $20, get your dick pic, and then get out.
What a post it online. You can do whatever you want with it. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's yours.
I thought you were going to say, it's a good dick.
It's not a bad looking dick. Even see me dick. Wasn't bad, was it?
Your dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, mine's pretty better. Good. Nah, yours is a fucking mushroom top dick. Fucking weird looking dick.
Well, if you want to know what our dicks look
like. It's all dewy and circumcised.
At least I don't have two dick holes.
That's true.
He's got a dick hole that does nothing.
Yeah, I got two dick holes.
Oh, you could have had a great career in porn if it did something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
One of my mates, not one of my mates, the guys I used to go to school with, his little brother was born with two dicks.
Whoa.
One of those. Yeah, yeah.
That's
he
great.
Got one, he got one of them cut off when he was little. Just, what a fucking waste.
That is, that. Yeah. Why would you do that to a kid?
They used to call him the Big V, but, or Little V back then.
But, yeah.
Hey, he could have really fucking been a
fucking
huge star.
Two dicks. I hope it's not like where you get like a dead twin born connected to you, like where it's all like small and shriveled and fucked up. Like it was just like a normal sized dick, but he's just got two of them.
I would hope so.
Fuck, man. Can you imagine? Man.
What if they cut the wrong one off too? The one that was actually going to be huge or something. And they cut it off and you just got a little pin dick left out.
Fuck, man. Is there, we're rule 34 on it right now.
There's that double dick dude.
Double dick dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it up, Jamie.
I'm a guy with two penises.
I have to put my glasses on.
This guy, he's got two dicks.
Yeah, it's got
holy me. Shit, he has two.
Yeah, you reckon chafing would be a bad fucking problem?
Look at that. And yeah, probably. And he's not a bad hog on him. Yeah. Not bad.
He'd have to be sponsored by bloody, like a... What is that? Baby powder or whatever. So,
would you get one circumcised, one uncircumcised, so you can go to both churches? If you have to pass a test, you just don't show them the other one. You just whip out the correct dick.
You'd have to do porn.
You should really have three balls, though, as well, if you're going to have two dicks.
That's pretty common, though. Three testicles. I think it's about as common as being born with an extra nipple. Fuck, that'd be good. That'd be a good party piece right there.
Depends extra where the nipple was.
Yeah, like if it was on your ball sack, you probably wouldn't be able to pull it out at certain parties.
Yeah, or if it was on your arsehole and every time you wiped your ass, you got all excited about everything.
I do anyway.
Fuck, man. There's nothing better than scratching an itchy arsehole, I tell you what.
Depends what you scratch it with, really, though.
Yeah, so. If you've had a hemorrhoid or whatever and it's all fucking inflamed and itchy... You fucking wipe your ass. And you go, oh, yeah. It's fucking... That's why I get up.
Hemorrhoid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lucky fella.
I know.
I don't think I've had one either.
Yeah. You just don't spend as much time sitting on the toilet looking at memes as I do. It's probably what gave them to me.
I shit a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. At least once or twice a day.
Yeah.
That's how I stay thin.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Do more shits.
Yeah.
Wait every 3 or 4 days and you just fucking release. Blood goes everywhere.
My ex's little brother used to fucking not shit for like 2 weeks. And then every time he shit, like the toilet wouldn't flush it. It was like one of those crazy shits that you see, like fucking probably like...
Like a tennis ball.
Like that fucking wide. You just can't see it, but like
one of those wrist things thick. You feed your dog those big fucking...
Yeah.
And you just like, how
just
the fuck?
Just drops a roll of Devon.
Yeah. You still have to get sticks to fucking break them up and stuff. It's fucked up.
No, you just leave it outside, dry out, and carve it into fucking things. You'd carve it into dildos, but...
Freeze it and carve it.
It'd be handy, like, if you're in prison, freeze it, turn it into a shiv, a shit shiv. That wasn't as funny as I thought it'd be, to be honest. Yeah.
On that note...
I can't believe you just didn't. Oh, there's no fucking... I'm so devastated.
Sorry, we don't have any... cake baking supplies. I was meant to sort that out. I apologize. I do remember the conversation we had now. Like, this is something I'm forgetting to do. Oh, yeah.
Usually it's me that forgets shit.
Yeah. Completely blank. Should have reminded me. I will have to get that sorted out, though, from our sponsor, Cream Fiend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next podcast.
Yeah.
Cake baking supplies.
When I'm not on it.
Yeah. Well, the parents will be back soon too, so this studio is going to be shut down.
We'll have to have like a fucking couple of people, like you did with the other guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to episode 17.
Was it? Yeah, I don't 17. Know.
Yeah. That was funny. We got some, Luke's come back at us the next week. He's like, hey, you didn't edit out all the names that we said. It's like, yeah, well... you didn't, yeah. You didn't ask us to because they went pretty hard on a certain Newcastle comic.
Well, actually, like, they did specifically ask us not to fucking.
They didn't
get rid of the thing. No, they did. It's like, Elliot said, "Can you get rid of the name so we can go hard?" And he's like, "Yeah, let's do it." left it in there.
Whoops!
Whoops!
Obviously, he doesn't listen to it.
Yeah. Ah, well.
But you know, one of these days it might fucking roll around. But
yeah. Well,
it's fucking.
We can't take it back now. It's already out.
That's
I
right.
I suppose we could re-upload it.
Nah.
Are we going to bother?
Nah.
Nah.
Just like, it's just not. Leave it like a landmine sitting in the fucking thing, and one day it might get stood on. But
they went, pretty hard on a couple of people, and oh, well. Fucking shit happens.
I feel bad now.
I don't.
We probably should have edited the names out.
Yeah, well.
Hey, I was in there getting shit hung on me. I don't care. So it wasn't as bad as what happened to somebody else. So that's
Seizure
copped at the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, as if he's going to listen to. He's too busy listening to his own shit by the sounds of it. So.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't listen back to it, so I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part. It was like one thing that got said, and I'm like trying to listen to everything else that's going on. I just fucking missed it. No, like. Under the impression that, oh yeah, it's fine. Like, they don't care. They're just fucking ripping shit on everyone. They don't give a fuck. I'm like, cool.
Well,
and
yeah.
And I took their advice next episode and ripped shit on Isaac Butterfield.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it.
And now we're like both legitimate fans of his.
Yeah, he's all right.
Went through his feed and it's like, oh wow, he says some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Although his fucking fan base is atrocious.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Go on, like fans of Isaac Butterfield or something on Facebook or whatever it is, like his page, and it's just fucking so many retards, man. It's fucking crazy.
I joined his I joined a group that he was running, and they all seemed very supportive. Nice bunch of blokes.
Yeah, right. Maybe it wasn't that one.
No, it wasn't. It was his
bad memes.
Ah, okay, yep. Like Shaz level bad memes or.
Yeah, sort of, but in like a more racist,
anti-woman
sort of way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he's, he said some things that I can see how that's,
audience. Yeah, going hard on the vegans and, all that sort of shit. Vegans should be raped.
Wow. Jesus. I don't know where you drew that parallel, but.
They don't like meat, so they'll never like that.
Yeah no, fuck no. Yeah, well.
That's a pretty shitty joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, wasn't the first, won't be the last.
No.
How about that? What do we get for the time? I think I'm out of stuff to talk about, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. We're at an hour 10, so fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Flew by.
Oh, time flies when you're eating cum.
I like it. You got anything to plug, Adam?
Just Oktoberfest.
Yeah, the Kent... Which you won't even hear about because it'll be done by then. But yeah, the Kent Hotel comedy once a month on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
If anybody could come, it would be good.
Yeah, check it out. Subscribe on Facebook to the Kent Hotel. They don't post anything about the comedy there.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, subscribe to Newcastle Comedy on Facebook.
And Instagram.
And Instagram,
yep.
Yeah. Ethan, what's your Twitter handle?
At Bentone Box.
That's the fucking shittest.
Bent One Box.
That is the shittest fucking Twitter handle I've ever... You should have called yourself the Skinny Jew. Kind of like the fat Jew, you're a Jew and you're skinny, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow at the Skinny Jew on Twitter.
Yeah.
Probably already taken.
And
it would have been taken in 1945, wouldn't it? Or
the Skinny Jew 1064. Actually, I don't think Jewish people like numbers at the end of their names anymore after that whole thing.
Possibly not, no.
Yeah, no. Not a big fan of numbers. Sorry, guys. Just getting edgy. And I don't have any social media, Instagram or anything like that. So that's the podcast. Love yous.